Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The first thing I want to talk about here is the fact that biotech, pharmaceutical, and life science companies are all right now hoping that AI is going to streamline drug development and make it more efficient. And I think around 38% have already adopted the technology, and that's all, you know, that's according to Deloitte, which has typically some fairly good statistics on this. One of those is Quant Health. And Quant Health essentially right now is aiming to take part with a model that predicts risks and outcomes for clinical trials. So the company's AI-powered platform for drug discovery claims to reduce potential risks, optimize clinical trials, and help identify how patients in a clinical trial would respond to treatment. This is really interesting and not something that we're always looking at, right? They're trying to essentially predict the patient's response before they even do the trial. Very interesting. So this is a Tel Aviv-based startup. And on Wednesday, they said that they are going to be raising, they just raised a $15 million Series A funding round, which brings it to now around $20 million total that they have raised. And this is what they said about it. They said, with over 30 years of collective experience in life, science, and drug development, it was clear to us that the decreasing success rate of clinical trials were becoming untenable for the industry. So that's the co-founder and CEO, who is Or Inbar. And he also, you know, cited Deloitte. He noted that return on investments have declined to historic lows, which is very, very interesting. So the differentiator claimed by Quant Health's platform is one of the most extensive integrated data sets, which Inbar described as covering over 350 million patients and more than 700,000 biomedical graphs and clinical trials. So the company said the resulting model can predict clinical trial outcomes with a 86% accuracy on the binary endpoint metric. This is absolutely crazy. An 86% accuracy is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, obviously, this is a massive data set they were able to ingest here, right? 350 million patients, 700,000 biomedical graphs and clinical trials. This is a lot of really impressive data. And I think it's a really big hats off to them on being able to get such a high accuracy rate. So that actually means that the company predicts success or failure for a trial's primary endpoint or any other endpoint 86% of the time. So more than 90% of traditionally planned clinical trials fail to make it to market due to lack of efficiency and safety. So Inbar actually said, quote, some drugs just shouldn't go to trial. And for many, that the trials are poorly designed. This causes the trials to take longer, cost more, and fail more often. So in a recent case study, QuantHealth actually helped a client design their phase two trial in acute respiratory distress syndrome. And they said, quote, "By simulating thousands of protocol variations, we were able to make minor amendments to their protocol that had far-reaching consequences. By increasing the target population by 4.5x, reducing study duration by 11 months, reducing the number of participants required by 251, all while improving the likelihood of success for the primary endpoint by 16.5%. So this company was actually QuantHealth. I think this was founded back in 2020. Which has been commercially active, I think, for the last 2 years. And it, you know, it works for pharma, biotechnics, and clinical research organizations, supporting their programs on an ongoing basis, as well as regulators in the U.S. and Europe. So back in June, QuantHealth announced its U.S. expansion with executive appointments, including David Dornstrich, who is the chief commercial officer and co-founder, Arnon Horev, as chief strategy and operations officer. So the CEO said that the outfit has 25 employees in Israel, and the U.S. is aiming to grow to 40 by next year. So Burchell Mann Investment and Pitigo Health Tech co-led the Series A funding round, this $15 million that they just raised. And I think their existing backers, Shoney Top Ventures, Nina Capital, Nova Capital, also joined in the latest round. They followed on. So the new capital is going to be used to enable the startup to support clinical development teams with its flagship trial design solution and expand its platform for preclinical and drug discovery functions, as well as expand its commercial team and operations. As you know, I'm super excited and bullish on any use of AI in healthcare to help essentially increase patient outcomes. I think this is a really interesting space that they're tackling right here. Definitely there is a need in the market. Definitely this is a niche product that is going to help a lot of people. So I think this is definitely going to be a product that's very interesting to follow and to see how this is helping us develop faster, more effective, and safer drugs in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.